It's 1 o'clock.
You're listening to KOWS 92.5 FM Occidental. Free speech, no bull.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Level up, 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 level up.
It's Level Up with Danny. I'm your hostess, Danny Stockham. We got hot mics, girls. We got a studio full of women wearing the Level Up with Danny t-shirts. We're all branded. We're missing one, Sandy's home, sick, sick, sick. But I'm here with Maureen and Kathy and Cheryl and Susan, and we're all going to talk about our amazing 55-year friendship and how we all met, and all things Tiffin, Ohio, because that is our common link. So, girls, your mics are hot. You can say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Pull them in.
Get Hello. In there, Mo.
Okay, so I was just going to start by going around the room and saying how I met and how I know each one of them. I was going to go in order of how they're sitting, but I've known Kathy the longest. Well, Sandy the longest, but Kathy I met in third grade, although I knew her before from CCD, because we're little Catholic girls in Tiffin, Ohio. And when we could no longer go to Catholic school, or even before we were in Catholic school, we went to CCD, which is what, Catholic Catechism Development. I don't know what it was. Who knows what CCD stands for? Look for that on social media, I'll find out. So third grade for sure with Kathy. And then the other three girls I really met in seventh grade, but I knew Susan at elementary school because Susan was the girl about town. She knew everyone. She was most popular girl.
Oh, stop.
I did not like her at all. But in seventh grade, we kind of roamed as a pack. And that's kind of when we all got together. We went to junior high back in the 70s. It was a junior high, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade together. And then when you went to high school, it was sophomore, junior, senior. So it was very different than it is nowadays. So I'm going to start with Susan and have her talk about how she knows everyone. Susan still lives in Tiffin, and so does Cheryl in the outskirts of Tiffin. So like, we're going back for our 45th high school reunion, and they know everyone in town. So,
not really.
Tell your story, Susan.
Well, I will just start off by saying CCD stands for the Confraternity of Christian Doctrine.
Yeah, we were indoctrinated.
And I was not part of that.
No, you were Catholic light.
Yeah, right, yeah. So I think probably third grade was instrumental for me because that's when you guys all came over and I got to know Danny and Kathy. But I have no, like, vision sort of when that magically materialized. It just like always was.
Well, we always had recess together at Kraut, so
right,
you know, you kind of maybe played jump rope together or kickball or
organized hate clubs, you know.
Organized hate clubs, yeah. We had a conversation a long time ago at one of the reunions. We were like, everyone's so nice and everyone in high school was so nice and there were no mean girls, and we all kind of looked around at each other and went, I think we were the mean girls. Which is no thing that we're going to make a Girl Scout badge out of, but,
right.
You know,
right?
It could be true.
And then Cheryl and Maureen, of course, seventh grade. And I just, again, it's like Cheryl just
latched on to you.
No,
I
it just,
a friend.
No, it just was like organic, not to overuse the term that kids nowadays use, but it was organic. It just kind of like came to be.
It really was.
Yeah, yeah. And then Maureen, you know, our dads made each other be friends. So that was the funny story behind that.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good story, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's sweet.
Yeah. His dad and her dad and my dad worked together. He was in the county engineer's office. My dad was the local attorney. And Dan came to Bud and said, hey, my daughter's starting school. She doesn't have any friends yet. I'd really appreciate it if your daughter would, like, befriend her. And Dad came home and said, hey, I've made a new friend for you. Go
Which,
to school and you become friends with Maureen Leahy.
I think you had a lot of those assignments. Was
oh,
it that
Kim,
your assignment
yeah.
with Kim as
yeah.
well?
My
yeah.
mom took her home from school and it wound up Kim was living in my mom's childhood home.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, good one. So, all right, Cheryl, you're up. Oh, I know you love the spotlight.
Bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing.
Well, Susan, seventh grade, and I, like, latched on to Susan and Kim and Sandy because I needed a friend because I came from the country school, and they kind of went in a different direction than I did. So I was desperately searching for friends. And Maureen, turns out, we met in kindergarten, and we're related.
Yeah.
So Mo tells me, Mo, Maureen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kathy, we met in seventh grade. But I really remember Kathy more from around freshman year and how tall and beautiful she always was. And, yeah.
Still is. So,
and Danny, I remember from eighth grade English class with, I believe it was Mrs. Tomaszewski.
That Jimbo. Sounds right.
And I just always stared at you because I always thought you were so beautiful. And then when we had confirmation, I wanted the name Danny to be my confirmation.
Oh, that's adorable.
Name. I know. So, but I had to get confirmed as Daniel. Because Danny wasn't from the Bible, so I had to be Daniel. So, those are my wonderful memories.
Not even Danielle?
Well.
Had to be Daniel.
That's heavy. Catherine?
So I remember Danny and Cheryl both from CCD, but I think maybe that might be from our pictures from our first communion.
Right.
We were in our little cute white dresses. Cheryl was so petite and so adorable, and I was this kind of a bigger, lankier kind of girl.
Not bigger.
Danny and I...
Taller.
I remember we used to hang out together also because we had our sisters who were the same age, and so that kind of was a way that we connected.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Like, if you had an older sister, and they had a friend who had a younger sister, like, that was your friend. That's how I became friends with Sandy, because Sid and Barb were friends. So it was like, I have a younger sister, Sandy. Now Sandy and I are friends.
Yep.
Lisa and Sid, you and me. I mean, please, I followed you guys everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are the writers doing? I want to do that.
And then Sue, I remember from way back in elementary school, her mom had this cute, great, Sandy talked about this too, a Halloween party. And it was dark, and we had things that we had to touch with our eyes closed. And it was spooky, and I think there might have been some dry ice with smoke. I mean, it was fabulous. It was a great, great, scary adventure. And then Maureen, I remember Maureen hanging out with you during seventh grade, and I think it was because Lori Beisner and Kelly were friends, and then there was Maureen, and I remember going to your house and hanging out. And then I don't want to forget about Sandy. Sandy, I remember from elementary school and then in middle school, and she actually was on an adventure where I was sneaking out of the house to go meet with my husband presently and only husband. And she remembers coming home to mom wondering where we were all night. So those are the kind of memories that I remember.
So Sandy got labeled as a bad influence on Kathy when it was the other way around.
Absolutely. She got labeled. And I was the instigator of all of the mischief. But
yeah,
you know, blindness is real sometimes for your own children.
Absolutely. Okay, Maureen, you're up.
So, yeah, Sue was my first friend, the pity friend.
Oh.
And then, well, I'm sorry, Cheryl was, but in kindergarten. But anyways, so, and then Danny, I really, really liked Danny, and you invited me to the concert, Barry Manilow.
Oh, yeah, Barry.
I think that was eighth grade.
I think it was eighth grade, too.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, how nice, because I didn't really get out much. And I think we were in French class. Tes everyone.
Yes.
And then...
Écoutez.
And I was Elena, and you were...
Daniela, because that's all I could ever be. You had to be Daniel. I was Daniela in Spanish, in French, in Italian, whatever the language, Daniela.
Yeah. And then Kathy, I knew more from high school, really. And you were always with Greg.
Yeah. Like, you see some of, like, pictures of, like, parties and stuff. You know, Kathy had a boyfriend, a very serious boyfriend from the beginning to the end to now. She decided to marry the guy. I mean, didn't you guys get married in, like, home ec class or?
We got married in Spanish class in ninth grade.
Ninth grade Spanish class.
Yeah, we really didn't know each other. He was Gregorio. Because there was another Greg.
Gregorio Overcombe that we seen.
And I was Catalina. So we had to go through the fake ceremony, and I was the bride, and he was the groom, and we got married in Spanish class. He was dating some other cute girl. I don't remember the name, but I know where she lived. But then it's from that was history.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd been together for 38 years married and 48 years dating.
Wow.
Just a long time.
I mean, I remember when I moved away. So I moved away at the end of sophomore year in high school and moved to Arizona. And every time I came back to Tiffin, like the first person I called was Kathy. Like I could always get in touch with Kathy. Like I knew where Kathy was. And she would always be like, where are you? Like, let's get together. Even though, of course, I wanted to see everyone. But, you know, when you move away and it's high school, you got to have some place to stay or someone to stay with. Although I ended up staying at Bean's house. But, like, Kathy was my jumping off point. No matter when I came to town, I would call her and she would always hook me up.
Do you remember that going away party?
I do remember the going away party.
That was a good party.
Was it your house?
Yeah.
With everyone signed the poster. I kept it forever.
Yeah.
And the cake and all the pictures. And
that was a sad day.
I was really sad.
That was a sad day.
Yeah, it was very sad.
Yeah.
Whatever. Family dragging me away from
that was far away.
Dragging me away from my people.
No, it was far.
You know, and I graduated high school in Tucson, but those are not my people. You guys are my people. Right. I met someone somewhere at a wedding, and I was saying, you know, those are my people, Ohio. And they were like, that's how I feel about where I grew up. Like, those will always be my people because those people knew me as the real me, the essence of me. You know, when you grow up and you move away, you go to college, you get married, you have kids, whatever you do, like your life.
There's an evolution.
Like, they're different incarnations of you. But the essence of you, who you were as a young girl trying to figure out your life, no matter what was going on at home, in each of our individual homes or our personal lives, like we were still all at the same level. You know, we were all, maturing and figuring out boys and navigating friendships and trying out for sports and all the different, like, you know, our lot. Stop it. Someone finished the thought. Like, our lives are on the same level all the time.
Level up.
We're going to level up with Danny. Anyways, so that's really cool. And I don't think a lot of people that have childhood friends.
I don't either.
You know, I remember we started doing these girls' trips. We decided 10 years ago on Sandy's 50th was like the first kind of group, and then we were like, let's get a group together and really travel. And I remember Kathy said at one of the trips, and I don't know which one, she said, I just wonder what it would have been like if we were all like this close when we were raising our families.
Yeah, that was you.
And I don't know what that would have been like.
It'd be hard to do. Yeah, you lose touch with people when you're raising your family.
Yeah, and like now our kids, various ages of our kids, not Cheryl because she's a grandmother eight times over, but you know, a lot of our kids that aren't married, I know Sandy and I were talking about this because her son has a girlfriend and, you know, he lives somewhere else than where he went to high school. And like his high school friends are changing their lives, maybe getting girlfriends that are serious, getting married. And he feels like that loss, like, are they really my friends anymore? Like their lives are so different. And Sandy said, you can always circle back to that. Like that's your hometown. Those are your people. And you might lose touch. And she gives the example of us. You know, we all, by the time we came together and we're turning 50, I mean, our families were raised.
It's really the best. I have used this example as the best thing about social media.
Yes.
In my humble opinion.
Imagine what would have happened if we didn't have Facebook. I mean, the connections that, how would I be connected to you guys? Like in 2009, when I broke my neck and that was put on social media by my sister, like, I heard from almost every single one of you, but you wouldn't have been able to. I mean, what was I going to do, send an email? Do you know what I mean? Like, it was so rudimentary, the way we could contact people. And social media really opened that up. I talk about that all the time. My husband's not on social media, and he says, I love it for you. Right. Well, this is a mess. We didn't bring any Kleenex or anything. What, are we going to cry for the next hour?
Here's a dirty clown.
We're terrible. Okay. I do have a song I'm going to play, though, because we talked about Barry Manilow.
Oh.
Did anyone go to the concert besides me and Maureen?
Sandy went.
Sandy.
Oh, Sandy did, yeah.
My boyfriend, Jeff. Mm-hmm. So we were making out in the van. Jeff's aunt drove us. And the aunt said to Jeff, make sure I'm good backing out. And he's like, you're good. We're making out. So he's not watching her back out. Bam! Into a pole.
No.
Really?
Yeah. You don't remember our car accident in the parking lot?
No.
No one got out of the van. We all just like sat there like, are we in trouble? Did something just happen? She got out and she goes, it's okay. We can still drive home. I was like, oh my God, he's going to be in so much trouble.
But a nice aunt.
A really nice aunt to take all those kids to that concert. Where are you, Barry? I know you're in here somewhere.
Remember we followed him to the pizza place?
We really thought we were going to meet him.
Oh. No, we saw him.
I know.
We saw him walk out. He went to Domino's Pizza, or what's that? It wasn't called Domino's. It was something.
No. Donato's?
I think it was something like Donato's.
Because it was in Toledo, right? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We saw him in Toledo. Of course, now I can't find Barry. I'm going to search him up. Oh, I know how. With the search bar. Still not very good at this. Barry Manilow, The Essentials. Should we play I Write the Songs?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
And we're not allowed to sing.
Oh, yeah. The mics will be off. You can sing. I'll tell you when they're off. That's enough of that. Mics are live again, girls. Yeah, so anyways, Barry Manilow's 83, and our first girls' trip was 13 years ago, because we're not 60, we're 63. I'm going on 64 here before you can breathe.
Same.
Yeah. Susan's going on 64, like, in a few days, a handful of days.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to do my radio business real quick, but mics are live, so don't talk amongst yourselves. Okay. Cal's program promotion announcement, Newtopian Dream. Join host R.T. Newt for some incredible sounds from the West County and beyond every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. on Newtopian Dream. Host R.T. Newt is a musician, a songwriter, sometime photographer, always witty and cheerful, and he brings his bright message and passion for Jefferson Airplane, James Joyce, and New Orleans sounds to the mic. His show also features Cousin Rick's Tech Talk from the East Coast. We hope you can tune in on Tuesday mornings at 10 right here on Cal's Community Radio. Free speech, no bull. Can I get a cow? Here we go. Kind of a lame cow. That cow sounds ill. Occidental Jazz Festival. Join us for the inaugural Occidental Jazz Festival being held September 18th and 19th. It's a little early to advertise that, so I hope you remember. Enjoy indoor and outdoor stages and great contemporary jazz music at the Occidental Center for the Arts. Delight in the sounds of amazing music, the sights of a tranquil setting, and the feeling of a warm and welcoming community. Separate tickets are available for Friday night, Saturday afternoon, or Saturday day and night. For more details, visit OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. The center is located at 3850 Doris Murphy Court in downtown Occidental. And finally, we have a public service announcement for Saris Community Project. Saris is seeking volunteers to aid in growing, cooking, and delivering meals to clients in Sonoma County who are facing serious health challenges. The Saris Community Project empowers young people as volunteer gardeners and chefs, educating the broader community about the connections between food choices and individual health, the community, and the planet. They partner with healthcare providers and insurers to demonstrate the impact of medically tailored meals to ensure that nutrition is a routine part of healthcare. Shifts are available Monday to Friday in Sebastopol. Visit sarisproject.org for more information. Maureen, you would love that. That's right up your alley. Did I make any other mistakes? Just the 10-year thing. Okay, so we're back chatting. I'm here with my elementary school friends, high school friends, junior high school friends. We called it junior high back in the day, not middle school. Don't get me started on the issues with education in America. That's a whole nother show. Okay, what should we talk about? What's our favorite memory of... Well, I can tell you one thing. Tiffin, Ohio is so special. And I remember when I took my husband back there, and it's not like he's from the big city. I mean, he grew up in Vallejo and then Forestville, which is very country. But I was showing him, like, where I lived and how we used to ride our bikes to the swimming pool from out in the country. And he was, like, on State Route 18 with all these big rigs on a 10-speed bike, just you, yourself, and you. And I was like, yeah, crazy times. I mean, ride over to Sandy's house out in the country. Ride over to Cheryl's house out in the country.
On 224.
On 224. Yeah. On our bikes.
Yeah. No helmet.
Who were our people? Well, I know who our people were. It was just a different time.
We're lucky we didn't get sucked in by a semi.
Sucked underneath, yeah. Those are the accidents you hear about. And Maureen had to bring her sister, Erin, everywhere. So Erin sat on, like, the crossbar of a 10-speed bike. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, like, we had a little seat for Shaney on the back of someone's bike. But I was like, learn how to ride your own bike. Like, get some life skills. Let's go. We got to go to the pool. The pool was life every summer. I mean, we weren't fancy like Susan, so we had to go to Hedges Boyer. Where did you go, Cheryl?
Hedges.
Hedges. Yes.
Where did Susan go?
The neighbor.
The country club.
Oh. And Frank's house.
The country club. Maggie's.
Mohawk or whatever.
Oh, Mohawk.
Wasn't that fancy and private?
No. Susan has a funny story about swimming at Frank's house.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
We're not going to tell that story.
No, we're not going to tell that story. Yeah.
Frank was a boy. That's not his last name.
Right.
Frank correct. Riley.
Yeah.
How's Frank doing these days?
I don't know.
Really?
No.
In your litany of boyfriends, we don't know about Frank?
I see his brother. His brother lives in town.
What was his brother's name?
Dave.
Dave.
He was in Anne's class.
Yeah.
You should ask him sometimes.
I think I have asked him, but I don't. Yeah, I can't remember.
Right. You know. So we're on this current trip, which we started in Scottsdale. It was 115 degrees. Hot. So we went up to Sedona, which was supposed to be cooler. I guess it was. It was only 100. It was still very hot, but Sedona is so pretty. And then we went to San Diego, which was great. We went to Coronado Island. That's where we stayed. But so crowded. So many people. These people act like it's their summer vacation and not ours.
It was a pretty place.
So rude. Yes, it was gorgeous. And my daughter lives there. We got to see Leah and her roommates and eat at all the restaurants she suggested with her fancy purse that must hold a bunch of money because every place was expensive.
Elementary school friend.
I almost forgot about Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, don't be mad at me. Mark Munoz, who went to elementary school with us at Kraut, East Junior High School.
And Columbia.
I mean, East Junior High and then Columbian High School. Susan's brother from another mother. We were all like, wanted to catch up with him, but Susan hogged him, per usual. Also ate dinner with Susan's brother and sister.
She ran the whole race and never passed the baton.
Yeah, that's what Cheryl said.
Oh, did you? That's funny.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because we all ran track together in elementary school.
That's true.
Not elementary school, junior high.
But Kathy was the fastest.
Kathy was an elite athlete.
She was distance. I was a sprinter.
I was a sprinter.
Mm-hmm. You were a sprinter?
I liked the 400.
She was the last.
Okay, but to me, that was a distance.
What's that?
You were the last leg.
Usually.
Yeah. She's fast.
I was stuck in the middle somewhere where it didn't matter. It's like Danny can lose the race, but we got Kathy.
You were out there, though, girlfriend. You did it.
Oh, please. I ran the 800, fainted in the race. Get me out there.
I remember that.
I'll draw some attention to myself. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to finish. I'm not going to place. I'm going to show up and make you sorry you came to watch. That really was my motto in life. Still is, actually.
The longest I ran was a 4x2, that relay.
You
the
were
800
like,
relay?
Did you run the, like, 100-yard dash? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Yes. Toot sweet.
Toot sweet.
As we say in swimming, splash and dash.
And Maureen did the shot put and the discus. I remember that.
Yeah, but I did the relays, too. Yeah. I wasn't very fast.
Did you run in Columbian?
I don't remember. I don't think so. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I know Kathy did because we were locker roommates. Locker mates. Sophomore year?
In high school?
Yeah. High school. Yeah, I think it was sophomore year we were locker mates.
Oh, very well. Yep.
Yeah.
Did you do track in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, you said you were working.
I dropped out of basketball my senior year and worked. Mm-hmm. But I studied with track because that
was your sport.
That was it, yeah.
It was her jam.
But you all played volleyball in high school.
I did not.
Oh, I did.
I did.
Cheryl did.
I didn't.
I wish I would have.
Yeah. So much fun.
Yeah. I was a cheerleader.
Yeah. Forever.
You did drama.
Forever.
I did. I was in all the musicals.
I wish we had Sandy here with her journal. She would read a few excerpts from her journal.
School spirit and all.
Yeah. But wasn't the journaling was part of like a class?
Yeah. Dysart?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was the drama teacher, right?
Right.
Who insisted that you write the first few minutes of whatever class it was.
Yeah.
We all did it, but we threw them away. Sandy kept hers.
That's the difference, right? Yeah. Sandy kept hers and read it, and it was funny. So good.
School spirit.
Yes. School spirit. She was very obsessed with school spirit.
Did she read those? Does anybody remember that? Did, like, she collect them and read, like,
it's in
Miss
a
D?
Notebook.
I don't believe
no,
so.
But
did Miss D? Oh, I don't know.
That was supposed to be our personal diaries?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember.
I mean, that's why it was so funny when it was read. It was very personal. There was a lot of coded messaging. Sorry, Sandy's not here to decode for us. But, yeah, fun times. Why did I mention all that? What were we talking about? I forget. Oh, well, that's how it goes when you're old.
We get sidetracked.
Oh, the trip.
Drama club or something?
We were talking about the trip, I think. Somehow. Anyways, now we're in Santa Rosa. Obviously, we're here. We're on the radio. And then tomorrow morning at 7:30, we're leaving to fly to Ohio, back to Tiffin for our 45th high school reunion, which they're so nice in Tiffin to let me come to the reunions because I didn't graduate from there. But I came to the 30th, which was like, we had so many people. That was at your relative's place or your Joe's cousin. Remember it was out at Carmen's or Carmi's or?
Oh, Carmen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that place.
That was a big event.
Was that the 30th?
Yeah, that was the 30th.
Yeah, that's the first one I went to.
Yeah, there were so many people there.
Yes, that was fun.
We not only did class picture, we did like West Junior High School, East Junior High School, and then we did grade
schools. All the elementary schools. Yeah, that was a fun one.
Brad was in charge of that, remember? Brad.
And Janet.
Yeah, and Janet.
Winkler.
Oh.
I think she was.
Yes, she was,
And then I went to the 35th, which has been punctuated by bad food memories.
Yes.
But still, we had a good showing.
We had a good time, yeah.
And then the 40th was getting smaller.
Yes.
And we kind of made a joke, you know, soon it's going to be like 40 people. And we might have manifested it.
Yeah.
Because we got the list, and it's like 40 people. And their spouses.
And there's 400 graduating people, so.
Yeah, yeah, 396.
That's how many were in your class? Yeah. I mean, my husband loves to go. He loves all the girls, and he loves all the husbands. And he's class of 81, too, so he's like an honorary. But can you believe you girls graduated high school 45 years ago.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
I can still remember the day, too.
Yeah, like we went to the lake.
It was a hot June day.
We barely made it back for graduation, and we were all burned to a crisp. Yeah.
There was a lot of drinking, illegal drinking, and drug use. No, just kidding. Everyone here, we're such good girls. We're mean girls, but we're good girls. You know, like, we don't have any, like, stories about anything terrible. Like, we're all so fortunate. It was such a, it was Camelot. It really was. We grew up at this time, like, we all, you know, married good people, had good families. I mean, there's some tragedies there, right, without a doubt. Like, Cheryl lost her husband, terrible. But, you know, she's got 2 kids and 8 grandkids. And, you know, we're, like, so lucky we don't have, like, kids in jail or rehab or, you know what I mean? Like, it was such a, and I mean.
My brother calls it Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, very. Mm-hmm. It's like a TV show. Yeah.
You know what was the best, though, was our music, our generation of music. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Did you guys all went to the roller rink, right?
Oh, yeah.
Roller skating.
Oh,
yeah. That was a big thing.
Disco Fever.
Oh.
Remember when it changed from roller rink to disco?
Oh, yeah.
Disco Fever. And we all learned, like, the dance moves to Saturday Night Fever. Oh. We learned that in your basement. I remember Hootie was, like, in charge of teaching it because her sister, Laura,
yeah,
like, watched the movie enough that she had all the moves down. So Hootie was, like, giving instructions in Susan's basement. A lot of stuff happened in basements.
Oh, definitely.
I remember Maureen had a boy-girl party. How did you get away with that?
I have no idea. My dad must have not been home.
I think I remember your dad being home.
I think he was home, too.
Yeah, I remember coming up in the kitchen.
Every once in a while, he'd let me do something.
Yeah, you had a lot of people.
Yeah.
I remember they played Kansas, Dust in the Wind.
Oh.
Like, I remember that. That's so odd.
Let's just say it was a regular basement. It wasn't finished. So we didn't mind back in the day.
No.
I like this moldy basement.
We played, like, 3 minutes in the closet or spin the bottle or some craziness. And I remember I had a boyfriend, of course, Jeff. But I spun or drew, I don't know how you did 3 minutes in, how did we come up with that, but I had to go in the 3 minutes in the closet, which was like a little closet.
It was probably Root Cellar.
Root Cellar. With Chris Wilson, who we just talked about, was so cute.
Yeah.
And it was like we were in there talking about if only we didn't have boyfriends. I mean, he didn't have a boyfriend. If only I didn't have a boyfriend. Like, so advanced for, like, 7th and 8th grade. So weird, like, when you're that young and you have a boyfriend, but there's still other cute boys. Like, how do we get to look at those boys and have a boyfriend, Kathy? You know what I mean? Because you're young. Like, how do you know that's the guy? Like,
oh, well, in my situation, I kind of broke up with my husband, and I dated other guys.
But not in high school. Or yes?
I think once or twice, maybe, in high school.
Yeah.
Maybe just once.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, it was such a cool time.
And then I remember when the husbands came on the trip and we all see Greg and we were like, wow, did he age well.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so handsome.
And all that hair.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
He's a Q-tip. He does have hair, but
he's so funny, too.
Yeah, he's so funny.
I think he's hilarious.
Like, I didn't really know Greg, but ironically, when I lived on 22 Main Street, his family lived, like, the alley behind us. And I remember me and my sisters going, those wild Frederick boys. Like, we thought they were crazy, like, uncivilized, barefoot, wild people. Like, who are their people? They were just, they could go anywhere. They rode their bikes like crazy. They screamed a lot.
Because their mom and dad were divorced.
Yeah.
And mom worked first shift at the Barway's potato chip factory.
So they had a lot of freedom.
Supervised.
They were unsupervised, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were crazy.
Like so many kids.
Like so many of us.
Our parents didn't know where we were.
No.
Just came home when the streetlights came on.
Right.
Yeah.
Home a certain time.
Home by dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a dinner bell.
Did they ring it?
Our neighbor had a dinner bell, too.
Yeah. every neighborhood a different bell, and we like knew it's like, okay, that's the Stacy's bell. It's time for you to go home. Or not.
I was at the pool, so I just had to ride home.
Yeah, starving.
Eat something and then go back for synchronized swimming practice before the pool opened for night swim.
I can still remember you doing your swan dive off the high board, and I'm just like in awe, like, how does she do that?
Yeah. After I went up the high dive steps 50 times and turned around to come back down while there was a line. Here she comes again, chickened out. Here she comes again. It looks so easy and manageable when you're down low. You climb those steps and you walk out on the board. You're like, not today, Satan. Here I go back down the steps.
Do you guys remember the stairs down to the locker rooms? Like, it was kind of scary. Like, I remember flat out running into some, which comes of no surprise, of course, running into somebody, and I like broke my nose. I mean, it was just bam.
No, there was a lot of cautionary tales at Edges Boyer. Let's put it that way.
But I didn't go there a lot because it.
Because you were at the country.
You were at the private pool. Well, my mom wouldn't give me the money to go.
Yeah. How did we have money to go, Maureen? We had a pass. We had a summer pass.
We never had any money for food.
No.
And I had to ride my bike home, and I could barely make it.
The frozen zero bars.
Our legs were shaking.
Yes.
Shaking so much. Yeah.
Get home, there still won't be any food.
And Maureen and I had a crush on Goobs. Remember Goobs?
Yes.
Which I think he has a real name. We used to ride our bikes around and follow him, like wherever he rode.
Who's that?
Who's Goobs? His name. He's older. He was older than us, though.
Kelly knows. Goober. It was like Steven Goober or something like that. He was so cute.
He's so cute.
And he had like denim cut-off shorts. Stop the presses. Mm-hmm. That was going to be our husband. We were going to share him. We loved him so much. And we would literally ride our bikes wherever he went.
It wasn't Goober Kingseed, was it?
No. His name was Goobs.
Okay.
That was his nickname. His first name's Steve. I know that. Kelly told me.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned it once in maybe a Facebook post, and she messaged me off Facebook and said, it's Steven Goober, Gruber.
Yeah, she knows everybody. Sure, she has a great memory like you, Sue.
Yeah. No, he was so
I can't remember him.
I'm like, we have no energy to ride home from the pool, but wait, there's Goobs. All of a sudden, I'm energized. Where's he going? Let's find out where he goes.
Smell that popcorn, and it was only a quarter. I would try to, you know, raid the change jar before I hit the road.
No.
Before I went to the pool so I could get something to eat.
We had no food.
Yeah.
And people would throw popcorn on the ground. I'd be like, you wasting little.
Oh. Best popcorn.
And frozen zero bars.
I was just going to say
the frozen zero bars,
So good.
And even now, like, I'll eat that. Like, there was a classic candy store up in Windsor, and we used to go and put them in the freezer. But it's just not the same without the smell of chlorine on my skin and the sunburn on my face and
the starvation feeling.
And the starvation. The fact that that was my food.
Yeah.
Now we're all just scared we'll break a tooth.
That's right. I'm like, why did we freeze everything? And to this day, you may have noticed in my freezer, we freeze all our candy. Mm-hmm. I put all my candy in the freezer.
Well, we do that too.
Why?
Because we're candaholics. We like our chocolate. So if it's frozen, you got to wait. So it's the anticipation.
Oh.
Huh.
I think I do it just a weird childhood thing. Like, that was so elite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason you have it in the freezer?
I think so.
Huh.
I don't know. I'll have to interview my husband about that. But he's never been a guest on my show. Could you imagine? It'd be Level Up with Danny. Here's your host, Boyd Stockham, reporting for business. It'd be all about Boyd. I brought two books. So we have a girl that we went to school with. Cheryl, Susan, and I know her from cheerleading. She was the year above us, so she trained us to be cheerleaders. Nisa Helke, she goes by Nisa Lynn Raker today. Don't know why. Nisa Helke is the name. Anyway, she has a daughter. Her daughter's name is A-B-R-I.
Avery. Assume.
I think so. And she has a granddaughter, Luna Grace. So Avery wrote a book called Incarnation, An Exploration of Being Alive for her daughter, Luna. And Nisa did all the artwork. So I promptly bought it on Amazon. I mean, it's a cute. Look at the picture on the back of her little granddaughter. Isn't that so cute? Mm-hmm. Little drawing.
Yeah, I saw it.
So I bought it. Maybe there's a poem in there that's good. I'm sure they're all good, but a poem that we could read. But I also brought my book on Stoicism. because I'm a sucker for stoicism. Maureen's going to look for a poem for us. So my stoicism reading for the day is day 45. It says, let the mistake refine you. If you make a mistake, correct it at once and don't be discouraged. That's Epictetus. I finally got his name right on the first try. His book on discourse. So in the arena, in 2006, Satya Nadella, then a rising executive at Microsoft, oversaw the launch of a new AI chat box. This is in 2006, folks. It was rushed, untested, and within hours of release, and the bot turned toxic, spouting offensive content across social media. The backlash was global. I don't remember this. The project was shut down in disgrace. Nadella didn't deflect. He didn't bury the failure. Instead, he called his team together and made the fiasco the centerpiece of a company-wide postmortem. He invited everyone to dissect what went wrong, not to assign blame, but to learn. Later, he described it in this way. It wasn't a failure. It was tuition. Years later, as CEO, Nadella reshaped Microsoft's culture around that lesson. Mistakes weren't ground for shame, but raw material for progress. Why does this matter? The Stoic doesn't deny mistakes or hide them. He refines himself through them. To look honestly at failure is to strip it of its sting. If you can study your errors without self-condemnation, they stop being scars and start being tools. How do we put this to work? What's one mistake you've tried to ignore or explain away? Revisit it today. Write down what it taught you that success never could. Let the error become your teacher instead of your wound. I just love this book so much because it's about Stoicism. Obviously, we're reading the Stoics. What did I do with my bookmark? Oh, you used it for something else. Okay. That's okay. I'll use my Kleenex. But there's always like a lesson in there, or like a history lesson, first of all, because I don't know all these people or these events that they refer to. And then that's like put it into action, like what's a mistake that, you know, I need to like reframe in my brain. That it's not a mistake. It was just tuition for the future. I don't know. That's why I like to read those things. It's not for everyone, but it's for me. Okay, which one do we like? Okay. This is called The Infinite We. Where could I, might I try to find the center of the I, where nothing exists beneath the breath, where there is no hierarchy, no worst, no best. Where would there, could there, might there be something that is vaster than the me? Nothing, everything, just like you, resting in vast infinity. It's we, the infinite we. If everyone wants to reread that, you can. I'll mark it with my Kleenex. And keep my stoicism with my bookmark. Thoughts? Anyone? Does anyone have a daily motivation thing, book of affirmations that they read? Does anyone do anything like that? The Bible.
I read the Bible.
Do you read the Bible every day?
Not every day.
But like for inspiration or motivation or when you need guidance, that's your go-to book? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Susan?
Not particularly.
No? You seem like a person who might have a book like that. I know your husband has stoicism.
Yes, yeah. And so he'll read it. He'll be inspired, and he'll read it to me.
Yeah, which you hate, because you don't like
people
reading.
I don't like to be read to, but I love that he is so enthusiastic about it. So, yeah. And I generally like what
the Stoics have to say.
What the Stoic gods, as we refer to them.
I like it. Cheryl?
Oh. I'm sorry.
Inspiration?
not really.
You have eight.
Pray to God that every day I can make it through the day with the eight grandkids coming in and
they say some amazing things.
Yeah, they're.
You need to start writing that stuff down.
So much fun.
They're funny.
So much fun. Della on her Instagram, I just love it.
So her granddaughter Della, is that the oldest?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's 13.
So she has a little Instagram page, and we're in the car, and we're all like looking at the videos that Cheryl's showing us. So cute. So we all asked Della to be our friend. And she's all of our friends now on Instagram. So we're following Della.
And she's following us.
And yeah, she's following us.
And you'll learn so much, you know, with watching and listening to the younger generation.
No, I know.
It's just, it's so much fun.
Sometimes they talk and we're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and our words, the way they use them now, has a totally different meaning.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Which I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I adopt words all the time for my daughters, and they're always like, don't. And I was like, yes, I will. You said it, and it was funny, so now I get to say it and be funny. But yeah, language is so great when it generation to generation, then stuff comes back around. Like, what are some things that...
I know, I wish I could remember that.
I know, we've been talking about it.
I should have asked Erica, and I can't remember the word she used, and Della's like, that's not the right way, and her mom's like, yes, it is. That's the way... And I'm like, your mother is right. And Della's like, but that's not how we use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that. I mean, when we were in high school, there was like, or maybe junior high, I don't know. Remember that the guys just called one a bagger? Like, he's such a bagger. You don't remember that?
No.
They all said that. Well, you're a bagger. What a bagger. I don't even know what that means. You work at the grocery? Your pants are baggy? I don't know what that means, but a bagger. And we used to say cute boys were cacks. Do you remember that? C-A-K.
I don't remember that.
See, that must have been Arizona thing.
No, no, I'm talking about a Colombian. I remember, like, Nisa and Kim Helke for sure, and, like, some of those mean girls that were older would say, what a cack. He's such a cack. That meant he was, like, hot and cute. And I don't know. What are some other things
used to
say? We had so many sayings that, I mean, Maureen and I used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. If there's a way, there's a fart. If there's a fart, there's a... We don't speak ill of the dead.
He saw that in a bag of chips.
They still say that, but they think you're a grandma.
Hey, you're a looker. That's a good... Cute guys.
Like you're a looker?
Yeah, we'd say, hey, you, you're a looker. Me, Kelly and I did that.
You know, we, in my house, me and my sister. Anyway, so... We all went together to see the Bruce concert. That's like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In April. And we all bought the Born to Run t-shirt. So I'm going to play Born to Run because how could I not? And then I guess, I don't know what we'll do. Talk some more. Where are you, Bruce? Where's Born to Run? I know you're in here somewhere. There's brilliant disco.
It's probably important to mention, since this is your wellness journey, for your health and wellness, how much this group and the friendships over the years helps our mental wellness and our physical wellness, and getting together is really important for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's so important for me to have these connections, like, for grounding. It makes me feel like, really grounded, you know, in my own body. And, you know, I feel like Danny. And also, when we get together, like, our cups get filled up. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes me sad that Sandy's not here, because Sandy doesn't feel good, and she, like, is, like, shouldering this burden, like she's ruining stuff for us because she can't come to all the events because she doesn't feel good. So not true. I mean, of course, we want her with us. We love when we're all six together. We laugh so much. But, like, like I said to her, I was like, we're friends. We're not enemies. Like, everyone has faults and fall downs and times when they don't. Usually it's me. I'm the one with all the health problems. So, like, it's okay to not be okay.
I don't think there's one of us that wouldn't jump
if
we knew one of the other ones needed us or needed something.
No.
It'd be like, we're on our way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're all mothers. We're all friends. We're all empaths. We care about people. And we care about each other. And these friendships...
Sandy just sent hearts.
So Sandy's husband said that Sandy told him that we're her family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel, too. Obviously, I have a family, but it's just different. We just know each other from a time when we were innocent, and you just can't recreate that. It's hard to make friends as grown-ups. It's hard to make friends when you move somewhere. But
you just really can't imagine it unless you live it.
Yeah.
What we have.
And it's enviable.
So fortunate.
And we're so lucky.
Mm-hmm. We are very, very blessed.
And we're lucky that our husbands get along. because, or really, they would never be invited if they didn't. Like, even, we're going to go to TIFF and we're all going to have dinner together. It's not weird. It's not like there's a husband that we're like, oh. I mean, y'all might say that about Boyd, but too bad, because he's along for the ride. But, like, we're just so, it's just easy.
It is. It's just easy.
It's just easy.
It's easy.
And there's a lot to be said for that in this world with so much pressure and so much comparison and so much to live up to.
I also think that it also goes back to Tiffin. I mean, it just was a simple time of innocence.
We're products of the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 70s and 80s.
And 80s. And then we missed the 90s and 2000s, and then we circled back, right? Yeah. All right, I found Born to Run, so we're going to play it. We got 10 minutes. We'll see what happens after that.
Machines sprung from
So we were just talking about the Bruce concert. And we had between 27 and 30 people there. We can't exactly remember, but it was all the guys, like, from high school. It was such a time. It was like, it's like we opened a time capsule. And everyone was in the same room, having fun, listening to Bruce. Like, it was the music of our time. We missed Bean. She was invited, but she couldn't come. We missed Kim. She was invited. She couldn't come. We missed Peach. She was invited. She couldn't come. We'll see Peach at the reunion, but not Bean or Kim. But we might see Kim because she lives in Tiffin. No, she's on a trip. So anyways, it was, that concert was like so good.
And thankfully, my kid got to go.
Yeah, your daughter came.
And she still to this day talks about how she, every once in a while, she'll bring up a video on her phone saying, this is just like, I got blasted back in time watching
all of us.
Yeah, all of us.
So yeah. Sandy's responding. She said, dweebs and airheads were some of the things we called people.
Yes. Dweeb. I remember airhead for sure.
Dweeb.
Yeah, such a dweeb.
Yeah.
Very on brand. Did you find anything, Maureen? Another good one?
Yeah, this is on motherhood.
Ooh.
Oh.
This is a motherhood
well, that's
section.
A good one. Like one. Savor or postpartum?
Savor.
Okay. Let me savor the fullness of your eyelashes, the way your nose curls towards the sky at the tip, how small you are and will never be again. Let me soak this up, marinate in this moment, and enjoy the beauty that is. That's a good one for motherhood savor. There's a lot of stuff about motherhood. Maybe Aubrey didn't have, she had postpartum or something. I'm going to read this book. I love this kind of stuff. And I'm here to support anybody that wants to do anything like that. It's hard. Please, I've been writing my book for 20 years. It's stuck. Stuck.
Too bad you don't have Colin, so we could have had Sandy on the line.
I know. Dang it. If we could figure that out. I do have Colin. I just don't know how to work it. It literally says phone right here. And there's the phone. And I probably just push it up. But I'm scared. Sorry, Sandy. Sandy's at home listening. She's our biggest fan. All right, we got three more minutes. Let me just tell you that my next show is going to be, I got to stand up and look at the calendar. It's going to be, it's August 6th. So I get back from Ohio on the 4th. Imagine the juicy topics I'll have to discuss. Y'all won't be here, so I'll be talking about you. Because, you know, we're in Ohio for a bit. We go tomorrow. Friday night, we have a dinner, like all of us, with our husbands. Saturday day, we get to tour the high school where we graduated, which I haven't been there since. Well, when I came to visit my senior year in high school, we went to the school. I think trying to hitch a ride. I don't know, to the airport. I went with Carol Kissling because her family moved when my family moved. Then we have the reunions that night, right? Saturday night's the reunion. Then Sunday we go to Maureen and Joe's house in Sandusky, and we're going to have a birthday party for our birthday buddies, Boyd and Susan. And then the next day, everyone leaves, except Boyd and I. We stay that day. And we're going to stay till Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we'll have some time in Ohio. I just love Ohio. I just think it's great. It's hot as bejesus.
Are you going to Kelly's Island?
No, it's beautiful there right now.
Is it?
Yeah. The windows are open. The breeze is coming in.
Nice. We're having good weather.
High 70s.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous. We'll be on Lake Erie by Cedar Point, which are famous landmarks if you're not from Ohio, but you heard of it. All right. This has been Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. I'm here with my elementary school friends, Maureen, Kathy, Cheryl, Susan, and Sandy in absentia, who's texting us comments. I love these girls so much. And it's 55 years of friendship. Try to get on our level. Level up. I'll be back next week because it's the first Thursday of the month and I'm the odd Thursdays. So I think I have three shows in August. Send in your suggestions for what I should do on the shows because I usually just wing it at the last minute. But I have all this swag, shirts and bags that the girls made for me, so I'm leveling up all over town. You can't miss me. You can try, but you won't be able to. All right. Thanks. Bye. Love you.